Hi, I'm Max Friedman.
I'm Nate Adler.
And I'm Dave.
And this is the Hawk Talks Arts and Entertainment Podcast.
That it is.
TheLittleHawk.com. Thanks for joining us tonight. Well, to start things off, on October 22nd, which is, that would be
Monday
of next week, the final presidential debate on foreign policy, or the final presidential debate will take place, and it's on foreign policy. So that's Monday, 8 to 9:30. I don't know if you guys have been tuning in on the recent debates, but
it's been quite a back and forth.
It's been interesting.
They have been interesting, I think.
Yeah, I mean, they say that like Romney won the first debate, and now they're saying that Obama won the second one, so
I think next week they should just give both of them spears and battle it out.
Yeah, I mean,
in the last one it seemed like they were going to fight.
Yeah, I know, it was pretty aggressive, and it was not moderated very civilly.
No, candy. You need to do some more candying around.
I mean, yeah, I think, I don't know, I think it's just very heated right now, and you know, I don't know, it's interesting. It's definitely an interesting election, so I'm going to check it out. So yeah,
if you can vote, go out and vote. I don't care who you vote for, just do it.
It's
important.
Very important. Please do it. They have voting at the old Capitol Mall right now. And I don't know where else, but, you know.
You can go to the auditor's office and get an early voting ballot if you want.
Just do it.
Yeah,
go for it.
Done. Not that hard.
Also, tomorrow is the It Gets Better is coming to Iowa City. They're going to the IMU tomorrow, Friday night. So, yeah, it should be a grand old
time. Yeah, that should be really interesting. It's a presentation of sorts, basically.
Mm-hmm.
The L.A. Gay Men's Chorus is performing, but it's also, it was set in motion by a guy named Dan Savage, who is
Dan Savage.
Columnist who went out and set up a video that was addressing all people out there who were thinking they might be homosexual. And he was just telling them that, like the title says, it gets better, and that you know, we support you, and that it's going to be all right. And so that started this whole kind of movement. And so this is just like a presentation of that with the game, alongside with the LA Gaming's course. So yeah,
yep.
That should be interesting.
Yeah, check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to music. First off, The Man with the Iron Fists, it's an upcoming movie by the RZA from Wu-Tang Clan. The soundtrack for that is now streaming. It's online.
Normally we don't really promote soundtracks, but this one's really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a movie made by musicians, so the soundtrack is bound to be really good.
It's all original.
Yeah, it's all original. It's got Wu-Tang Clan, it's got Black Keys on there.
Kanye West.
Yep.
Some other people.
Yeah. It's really good. Check it out.
That album is not out yet. They don't know exactly when the soundtracks come out.
No.
Per se.
Not really.
But check out that movie, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not coming out yet, so we'll talk about it when it's time for that to come out. And then also, Black and Blue is Gary Clark's first full-length album. He had, Gary Clark Jr., sorry, he had like a little EP of a couple songs that he released last year. And people were like, whoa, this is awesome. It's just really, like, bluesy kind of rock, kind of reminiscent of, like, the Black Keys, in the sense that it's, like, new wave. I don't know, it's really cool.
He played a lot of music festivals this year, too.
He's just been, like, gaining tons of fame in the past year, and this is his full-length album. Make sure to check it out, because it's bound to be really cool.
Totally.
Yeah, and that moves us to probably my most anticipated album of the year.
Okay.
I know I've been marking the days on my calendar.
I'm ready.
With a little rouge marker. And that's because the album is Red by Taylor Swift. I don't know about you guys, but I am just so excited to listen to this album that I'm actually not even going to buy it or listen to it at all because I'm really excited for it.
I was so excited that I broke up with my girlfriend and I was like, we are never, never, never getting back together because this album is so awesome.
Yeah.
I don't understand
that reference, but yeah, definitely. I don't know. I just, if you're a girl or just you like Taylor Swift, then yeah, man, whatever, go for it. But, you know, for me, I'm kind of done with the whole new country wave. Like, by new country, I mean, like, people that start out as country singers then go on to, like, you know,
pop music, really idiotic pop music,
like Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, but she's hot. She's popular. Make sure to check out Taylor
Swift.
She is hot, but I mean...
Billy Ray Cyrus has a new album coming out.
Well,
shout out to Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, Billy Ray.
I don't think I'm going to participate in that shout out.
I have a rough patch,
so I just don't like talking about Billy Ray.
Okay.
Let's just say he broke my achy, breaky heart.
Okay. That's a That's a great segue to our next section about movies.
That was not a good segue at all.
That's a joke. Anyways, Paranormal Activity 4 is coming out this weekend. It seems like only yesterday that Paranormal Activity 3 was coming out.
It was literally yesterday.
But yeah, make sure to check this out. I mean, the movies just keep getting better.
Oh, and this isn't a joke. First of all, I actually like Paranormal Activity 3 a lot. You're not supposed to grade it like you're watching The Master, but I thought it was a fun movie. But, like, apparently, and this isn't a joke, if you stay after the credits for Paranormal Activity 4, there's a trailer for the Latino spinoff of Paranormal Activity. So, like, I don't know. That's something I'm definitely super excited for.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
And for our next segment, boom, boom, boom. Boom. It's
Games.
Crappy movie of the week.
Brazili? No, it's Buzzily.
That's true. I did get my name changed.
What movie do you have for us this week, Gabe?
This week, I have one of the few wide releases, which is Alex Cross. It's about this guy.
Alex Cross.
Yes, that is his name.
You don't cross him.
Yep, you don't cross him. Anyway, it's about this guy, Alex Cross. Yes, you don't cross him. Yes. He likes inflicting pain on people for some reason.
Yeah, you can cross that off the list.
Wow.
Continue.
And anyway, he's trying to torture this one guy by hurting people he likes.
I thought Alex Cross was a hero.
Nope. Alex Cross is the jerk.
I think you've been watching the wrong movie. I think the sequel should be called Alex Cross in the Streets.
Hot Cross Buns. Alex Cross 2.
Oh, God. It's the only wide release because Tyler Perry's in it.
What is
that
Tyler Perry?
That was meant as like a fat joke, by the way.
Oh.
I can't wait for Madea to just come out.
Why is he doing anything but like anything that's not Madea?
I don't know.
He's not a real actor.
His movies have a lot of problems, so.
So, avoid that at all costs.
Yeah, I think we can agree on that. One more movie that's coming out this Friday that I've actually already seen is a movie called VHS, which is a found footage anthology. And I know you guys are all saying, well, I'm tired of found footage. I am too. This one is actually pretty good. It's especially good if you have a good audience to watch it with. There are some parts of the anthology that are weaker than others, but I really enjoyed it. So that's starting at the Bijou.
Could you explain found footage to the fine folks at home?
Found footage is the kind of genre that Paranormal Activity and like Cloverfield brought it back after Blair Witch Project did it, and it's just movies that are filmed on handheld cameras that are supposed to be like documentaries, and almost all of them are horror movies. And almost all of them suck.
Or sci-fi.
Is this movie good, though?
I liked it a lot, yeah.
It's scary, right?
Yeah, it can be. It depends on the audience, like I said. So if you get a nice group of people to go, it should be really fun.
Yeah, cool.
It can be a nice intimate horror movie, so yeah.
Well, thanks for tuning in this week, guys. Hope you enjoyed the Hawk Talks.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure to tune in next week.
Yeah, tune in next week.
Drop us off a cake, 2109. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
We take 20s also.
We'll give you a shout out.
Yeah.
Which is the most important thing in this economy.
This week's shout out goes to
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus, keeping it real. Hasta luego.